main thing is we must keep our employees, you know, not get them like this, they don't try to help and not worry about it.
You can't do it.
No way. Is it? No way. Absolutely no way. Probably still on the phone.
No, he's across the street.
Oh, his office is upstairs.
No, sir. I don't know about it. I didn't wanna get Lynn's notes all out of junk. It's more sensitive than it should be to those things.
Let.
I guess everybody gets on.
What about what about the,
about Ricky Lazzardi and.
Oh. Jesus, can you imagine what we'd be doing out of Lynn?
We wouldn't have made it this week,
This week we've been cleaning crumbled. On a day like this today.
Or if it's been fun, my God, then it would have.
Lazzardi may still feel we've got to relax and say, perfect, let him sleep on that. Sleep on the closer recommendation, but let him not do it yet.
I think he was thinking of that in the context of a big sheer thing. He had no way of knowing, he didn't. I knew in my own heart that that just wasn't that tough a problem that they're in.
We'll see when he gets here. But it is, I don't think that, yeah. What we know today.
But there'll always be something that is tough, and we just, we work it out. Every time we work it out, it's finished. Can't find anything, you can't do it. It's fancy.
Yeah, we have to realize they're not after Bob or John or Henry or Haig or Marcy. They're after the president. Shit, that's what it's all about, you know that. Huh?
They're going to prove them all wrong.
They might destroy us again. Maybe you're right, I see as well that I have a feeling that the president of our cats has no needs.
But see, that was a totally dishonest way for us to do it. That's what you're doing.
Which is not really what happened.
No, it's not. Some of those things came from Jay Herbert. He needs to have been on tap. Copper because he had that file for the government gun. Some came from Henry.
Hell of a lot came from Henry, huh? And you know, I didn't approve it. The only one that I said they would crack all the time and a document. I said, God damn it, it's fine about the whole son of bitches.
Been vulnerable in the context of a leak.
Yep.
And if that situation coincided with the past record, then the question about it.
Henry's got to clear himself up on this leak thing when he gets back home. He's got to step out one day.
Well, he realized it last night. He said, damn, I haven't got better. Cancel my trip to step up.
Oh, sure.
I said, no.
That, and it's an obsession of Washington story, which is not that big. State was that big. But he must take his trip down to the country and then come back and clean Washington up and he comes back. Right?
Yeah. If it's still around.
And he could be maybe. Why this one? Will Sullivan so state that he said no go?
Yes.
Will he stand up?
Yes. I believe he will.
We've got other witnesses that Sullivan called. And Sullivan was curious.
Curious?
Oh, he was mad as Whitney. He finally got Noel Collar up to speed, confessed Noel Collar. And that's when they raised the thing with Hoover again. And they went round and round, Hoover wouldn't go. So they called everybody in. And that's when they came to see you.
That's right.
He had tried to fight, and you assigned Houston, and it went through, but it was no go.
But I assigned Houston, and then I, all of them said, it's go.
Yes.
Within 2 days, it was turned
within
off.
Within 2 days, they tell me. About 2 days, it was turned off. Now, Lou Cardello remembers, because he was called by Bill Sullivan and said, okay, we got the green light. It's finally go. He said, go to work, making the list. He said, it'll take us some time to reassemble the assets to do this, because they had dispersed the type of people into this operation.
So.
And so Tordello said, okay, I'll start work on the list of targets, but I'm not going to send it to you until you get the assets in place and are ready to go, because then I want you to have an outdated list. Well, before they ever assembled the assets or anything, back came Sullivan and said, it's all off, it's suspended. Lou's got notes on
all of them.
What their notes?
They have their notes?
Yes. Lou Torgello's got a note of everything. He's in the business of taking everything from the president. He's got it all.
Well, then, Judy, that's better. We talked to
yes.
Mr. Fred.
Yes. So it was turned off.
I thought we thought 3 months.
It never got off. Now, the history goes on from there. The question was raised subsequently, once or twice. It never went anywhere. I mean, to show that it wasn't going on, they actually made the pitch again here and there. They never really got a bite on it, and they could never quite get a handle on it until Pat Gray was appointed.
Sure.
No, we didn't have a problem, but we came close. We came close. Pat went out to visit NSA and took four of his assistants with him. And he told Lou Tardello they were meeting with him. He said, I understand we used to do some things for you that were very helpful. Lou said, yes, that's true. He said, I understand we cut them off. He said, I'd like you to say, why the hell did they never go? Well, Lou didn't know all the guys sat around the table. He said, well, maybe some of your own people can take it. But Lou finally told him, he said, I understand Tolson got to Hoover and convinced him to scream because it would hurt his image. One of the guys at the table verified it. So then Pat said, well, I damn well think we ought to try to put it back. We ought to review the situation, weigh the risk, the advantages, and see what's the. They started that process. Pat was putting back together the asset, and
Sullivan told me this.
Tordello told me this.
Oh, you're right. Thank God he's around.
And then they thought that Pat was going to run with it. It went about 6 weeks, Pat trying to reassemble the assets, because it was real rusty now since 67. And then, I forgot what it was that happened that turned off the whole damn thing, but something happened with respect to Pat's appointment, approval, or something of this type, and it was all dead. So we've never gotten off again.
What is the situation then? That they didn't burglarize anything?
No burglarize.
They didn't do anything?
No, sir.
Then what in the hell does he he must be relying on something he got from Mars. He said to do, he didn't know what the hell he had.
You see, all these documents show is that there was an affirmative decision by virtue of the memo from Baltimore to Houston. That's all he has.
That's right.
And apparently, he doesn't know.
How do we answer the fact that just turned off?
We tell him bluntly it was turned off. It was never done.
48 hours later.
Yes. And we'll have to check these logs and get the precise times. Secretary, but we can do that. We'll get that right down. I've told him to go back and work on his notes. I want precision.
Get the notes. Yeah, it was a matter of hours or days. I don't care. It's 48 days. Just so it turned off.
Just so it turned
off. Nothing was done.
Nothing was done.
There's the contingency plan. It was presented, approved. I only approved the content policy. I didn't approve the burglar or this or that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Is it home?
No.
Sure.
And I talked to Bob again. Bob just doesn't remember.
And we're talking about things that were done in 1967.
Yeah, they were done up until 1967.
The question was whether we should renew things that were done until 1967.
That is correct. We had one increment in that, Mr. President, in that document that was previously done.
Okay.
Well, it was not recently, not as recent as 1967. And that was a black job, black bag job on internal security targets. Now, we both know how that system
that
worked.
That was not clear.
No, sir.
Thank God.
Was not done then. But we both know how that system worked. And how Hoover, in the early days, Hoover participated.
Yep.
In the later days, I know, just from dealing with the...
Right.
It was done
away. But now, the point that we have to do here, you see, our game plan changes a bit, doesn't it?
In some respects, but not many, I think. I think we've still got to watch. I agree thoroughly that we've got to let Irvin lead this thing. I've already had some evidence. He's already putting it out.
Have you? Like what?
Let me think of the name.
Right.
The guy Justice today that I called.
Yeah, right.
Who ran this committee for Bob Martin. And as well, he's got complete records. They didn't do anything.
Martin will be good.
I've talked to Marty and Bernie Wells. Bernie Wells actually headed up that committee when it wrote its first paper through its last paper. First paper was on the...
That was the January.
Right.
That was the later.
So that one was not a successor effort. It was something entirely different.
Yeah.
And it was clean.
Right. Completely fine. Right. Well, so he begins to leave.
But Bernie Wells told me this afternoon. He had a phone call. I've got it. Drift of several other inquiries around town that make it very clear that they have an inkling of this.
Right. Right. Maybe we want to let them...
I think we want to let them get out on the limb.
Yeah. I don't think we should move first.
No, sir. No.
You agree?
I agree.
Why should we move first, though?
I think it's important. If when they move, you're going to use national security grounds as a justification for not releasing this document, for the damage it would do, you were protected. And this is the reason you're worried about CIA involvement. No.
But that's why there was an operation that was never implemented.
But since your argument is on national security grounds, you sure don't want to be the one that exposes the operation.
I know.
Let them do it.
Yes.
They'll do it.
Yeah, but can't. My point is, we've got to get across very fast the fact that it was never implemented, that this was basically a policy paper that was...
But I think we have to let them get out on the limb a little bit before...
First point,
we have to be prepared.
We must volunteer all this information in advance.
That's right. But we have to...
Should they realize we turned off and they don't know?
No, sir, I don't think they will. And I think, quite frankly, we're going to have a hard time making it safe.
Tardello
will be a good witness. I think we'll be able to get witnesses out of the
Well, I'm going to be a hard time. We just stay right to it firm and hard.
Right.
We've done this before.
Right.
Of course, we have a hard time. But it's true. See, that helps.
That's right. And they can find no evidence of any activity that it wasn't true.
We asked them to produce any evidence.
Able to turn. Jim Schlesinger is going through over there with a fine tooth comb to make sure they weren't involved.
Well, we'll see. Dean, curiously enough, probably doesn't know it was turned off.
I believe
he
that's
probably
didn't
learn about it until March. That's my opinion.
Yes.
I don't think he really knew about it. You know what I mean?
That's a possibility that he didn't know about it at all.
Maybe. Where are we?
is when you get qualified, get them nailed down.
And if it doesn't,
then we start writing.
Right. Why is it so that for security reasons, because of this, that the plan submitted to the president was submitted, approved, and disapproved?
Well, we want to lay out that it came to you with a unanimous recommendation.
No, the unanimous recommendation is involved within 2 days because of the recommendation of J.A. Cooper, president disapproved, and put mention right to letting them credit for security.
He says that was just his recollection.
But Sullivan clearly
have the capability to execute. Then why do these weren't executed orders? This is a broad...
No, this is a policy. This is a policy. It was very clear.
Yes, you were careful with the family, too.
Tom said the procedures whenever you put them.
Declined it.
Yeah.
Dick, no. Do you have any evidence of this? This was in
late March. He was conducting an investigation.
That's correct.
And he I think he was taken to the president. I don't think
no, he has no stakes to the president.
That is wrong. I'm afraid of it, but I don't think they should put out the stakes to the president.
I agree. But holding these documents right now, we're going to end up, the only way you can do it is to take physical custody, and you're going to be in defiance of court order. I think that'll do you more damage than anything. So I think we're going to have to give on this. I think we've got to be ready with an explanation. John now has an explanation. His notes he found of the Walters thing. He says he has clear recollection of the meeting now. He found notes of it where the whole purpose of the meeting was to deeply explore with CIA whether they had any involvement and make them talk to Pat Gray. It was to be Pat Gray's decision, but to talk. The concern was the CIA was involved at that point.
Because we thought they were.
Because you thought they were.
Sure.
And he thought they were. He said there was a clear belief that CIA was involved. And I don't know what the circumstances were. Well, it's based on which that base of belief was based. But there it is. So, I think John can take care of it. I think because of this, we've got to go into that and give them as much as we can to deal with this thing. I think where we clearly see it's a high probability the court will not recognize the privilege.
Well, let's ask you on Walters. Why does Walters have to give, why did he take his MEMCON and say, I've taken national security stuff out and given the rest? He can't do it.
No, sir. The district attorney's office will not accept that.
All
right. However, they say down there that they will take any national security stuff out.
Sure.
So, I've been through the argument with them. You know, they couldn't hold a damn thing in the Ellsberg trial. Before it was ever tainted, they lost it all. You know, the judge took the classified documents, put a correct technical order, and then exposed
it. With the Walters thing, as he briefed, it looks like the president ordered him in the hall of an interdiction case. Is that right?
Because John Wilson represented him in another case.
I believe But I mean, take him up before the judge.
Take the question of
what draws on our walls.
Walter's documents and John Ehrlichman's conversation. Take
no.
Take with finding specific.
I don't like that.
They're not presidential papers. They're pretty far removed. I think the court would not allow the privilege.
Well, Walter, so, of course, has to supplement it by his own testimony, doesn't he?
That's
all he has to do.
Which we're going to have to discredit in a way.
Right.
Which we're going to have to discredit the son of which I think was subjectively influenced by the son of
the contact.
But you have some of the contacts. See, but the whole purpose of this. If he thought all of it earlier than her messages he made.
That's right.
That's what he thought.
You think so to this day? Because I checked with him three times. He heard me one time.
Maybe. Maybe it's much better than much better tomorrow. We'll stay. We'll survive.
Well, what's that to come yet, though, has
it? What?
This kind of pressure you're talking about from the documents.
Yeah.
When's
the we've got the pressure on the documents coming out on the day.
But when is going to develop to a point of being content?
About the end tomorrow.
That's it.
They're going to take it before the judge. You know, John Wilson thinks they won't take it before Sirico because Sirico will have to disqualify himself because John Wilson represented him in another case.
I bullshit. But I mean, that, take him up before the judge. Take
the question
of what draws on our walls.
Walter's documents and John Ehrlichman's conversation. Take
no.
With finding specific.